Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. And, man, I appreciate each and everybody in this church. Amen. And I feel like I've got half of you up here with me. Amen. I appreciate the prayers. And I mean that. I love it. I love doing things together. Amen. And I was talking to a brother today and off up in Kentucky, and he pastors a church up there, and he's a preacher out of his church. He's took a smaller church down the road, and I just asked him how he was doing, and he said, "Well, you don't know my story, do you?" And he said this. He said, "Man, I've always liked having help, you know what I'm saying, and doing things in unity to honor God." And, man, I believe God gets honor out of unity. Amen. We heard a great message there just Sunday night. Endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit. Amen. And so, folks, that's very important. I believe it's honorable. And, man, I don't know. I've seen so much of that in this church, and I love it. I love you. I love everybody here. Amen. There's so many things I love about it. And I'll be honest, Brother Kevin preached that there just this Sunday, but it just a week or two ago. And I'm going to say this because it touched my heart, but y'all know Sister Hannah. She sings that song, More Like Him, right, and Less Like Me. Is that the name of it? Well, I've seen Sister Hannah sing that song by herself. But she got up and sung it, and she had somebody on the piano, somebody on the fiddle, and she didn't need that's what I'm saying, but folks, listen, God likes it. We just get in there and try to do things for Him. You know that? And that's good. And I just want to encourage y'all right there. Man, the spirit of unity is a powerful thing. And we got to endeavor to keep the unity of that spirit. Amen. That's the way the Bible states it. So I've just been rejoicing over that. If you got your Bibles, be turning with me in the book of Exodus. And I guess I'll get you to read a couple of places with me right here. We'll try to just get a taste of this if we can. And Exodus chapter 5, and then flip into Exodus chapter 10. And you find your place in Exodus 5. We'll stand and we'll read this. I'm going to begin just one verse right here in Exodus 5, and then I'm going to flip over to Exodus 10, and we'll pick up about verse number 8. And Exodus chapter 5 reads like this, and it says, "And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, 'Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness.'" Now, chapter 10, we'll look over here real quick in verse number 8. And it says, "And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh. And he said unto them, 'Go serve the Lord your God.'" Now, notice this question Pharaoh asked. He says, "But who are they that shall go?" And Moses said, "We will go with our young and with our old, our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord." Father in heaven, I approach your throne of grace, God, and I ask you to help us, Father, tonight. I need your help to preach, God, tonight. I want to thank you, God, for the great help, God. So many has just been helping me, encouraging me, and Father, praying for me, God. And Father, I just want you to know we do all that just to honor your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, I pray, God, tonight you get some glory. And God, I pray, God, tonight, sinners that are lost, God, be drawn to an altar of repentance, God. And God, just save that sinner that's closest to hell tonight. And God knows there's always lost about us. And God, you said there's sometimes there's even people don't even understand they're lost. And God, a false sense of salvation. Oh, God, I pray, God, you'll settle them, God, into that. And God, they'll have a great life within. And God, that's that born-again life that only you can give through the Spirit of God. Father, help us, God, tonight. Thank you, God, for your good word. And, oh, God, thanks for loving us like you do. Amen and amen. But at any rate right here, this is a couple verses. Just I was reading through this the other day, and man, this word feast, and it just caught my eye. Amen. Now, I do like to eat. Amen. I'm just going to be honest with you. I love to eat, and I like going out to eat. Amen. And so, but this is a really unique book to me. Man, I'm telling you what, the book of Exodus this whole thing is a major setting. Amen. It's very applicable, amen. It doesn't matter if it's an Old Testament, right, Josh? Amen. That God's trying to paint us a picture right here because we're in a place that we need to get out of, amen. And that's what Exodus means. It means an exit, amen. Praise God. It's like you're on a big trip and you finally come up to that final exit. And it's like, whew, amen. I mean, if you've drove for hours, you're glad to see an exit, amen. And boy, that's the way this has been for the children of Israel right here. Man, they've got into Egypt. It's kind of important to understand this. And by way of Joseph, and by way of trickery, man, his 11 brother turned on him, sold him into slavery. Man, they thought they'd done away with him. They was jealous of him. They couldn't stand the ground he walked on. But the next thing you know, God finds him and just blesses him, raises him up. And long story short, he is second in command of the greatest power of Egypt. I mean, it's the greatest power on the face of the planet. Amen. And there Joseph is sitting there. And folks, here these brothers come back. Amen. And folks, anyway, there's a great act of God right there. Great forgiveness right there. Great providence of God right there. I mean, the providential hand of God had everything laid out. And Joseph sees that in his heart. And man, ain't it good? And Brother Kevin teached on that, preached it greatly, actually, out of Ephesians right there, where it tells us he was talking about walk tenderly and talk tenderly and have a tender heart. And boy, can you imagine Joseph, what he could have done and his reaction to all the things his brethren had put him to. But man, he looked to them and, hey folks, listen, I want you to know in here tonight, the devil would like to just browbeat the daylights out of you and let you just remind you of everything that you've ever done wrong. But I'm telling you what, Joseph is a beautiful, beautiful type of Christ, and he looks to his brethren and he says, do thyself no harm. You meant it for evil, but woo! God meant it for good. Amen. Amen. Boy, I like being loved like that. Amen. And folks, listen, the thing about it is it's just our nature why people mess up anyway. You know what I'm saying? Folks, it's their nature. I'm just telling you, you start running around with human beings and you expect them about 1,000, you've just messed yourself up. They ain't perfect, folks. Listen, nobody is. I'll fail you. Amen. We just do that not by planning, not by want to. It's our nature. Kind of like dogs bark. They bark because they're dogs. Amen. It's their nature. And them cats, they meow. That's their nature. Amen. And coons climb trees. It's their nature. And if your name's Jesse, you shoot them out. It's his nature. Amen. But anyway, folks, what I'm trying to say, it's in us. Amen. Yeah. They just some things in us. And so that's why these things happen. But thanks be to God, God's got a plan. Boy, I'm glad he laid some stuff out. And we see God coming on the scene here in Exodus chapter number 3 now. And folks, here Moses is, and he comes from Levi. And you see these two come together, and they have this little boy named Moses. And they're told to kill all the male children. And they fear God, it said. You know what I'm saying? Boy, that right there is something a little bit different right there, Brother Matt. Amen. They fear the Lord. Not many people fear God. I'm learning that anymore. That they want to do what they want, how they want, walk like they want. Listen, Brother Kevin, they do, don't they? You know what I'm saying? They think we watch what we want, go where we want, listen to what we want. Amen. Hey, the Bible says there is no fear of God. Amen. Before their eyes. Amen. Boy, it's scary and it's dangerous. And folks, that's why we have preaching. Thank God for a church where there's preaching. Amen. To saying, hey, this is dangerous. Because folks, listen, I had a nature. Praise God, I've still got it. Amen. I ain't got rid of it. I just got a new nature, brother. And then thank God it wars against the old nature. But I'm telling you, I had this nature only. Let me put it that way. A fleshly nature when I was younger. And thank God for a man of God. Man, just preach to me, man. I'm telling you what. I thank God for my pastor. I'll never forget this little young lady sitting over here, my darling wife, amen, took me to Black Oak Baptist for the first time. And I'll never forget going there. And folks, I did not know the Bible had said things about long hair. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know it. But man, I'm just telling you, I had a nature in me. I had hair to my shoulders, amen. And then she invited me to Black Oak Baptist Church, amen. And man, from there on, man, the Lord just begun a work in me, amen. And thank God that there's a preacher loved me enough to preach to me, amen. And man, warned me of the stuff the Bible says. And Brother Jesse, I was against it. And I realized I did not want to be. I didn't even know I was. But boy, I was glad somebody told me the truth. Brother Donnie. Amen. Well, that's why I like preaching. Amen. I don't get offended. Boy, I tell you what, you get offended, my friend. You're in trouble. Do you know that? Man, you get offended. That's pride. You know what I'm saying? Pride swells up like this. And let me just give you a little, this is free tonight. You do not want to go bumping chests with God. Just don't even take the first round. Yell, calf, rope, and give up and get born again. Amen. But folks, what I'm trying to say is, this is what the Bible's for. We're human beings, folks. We're broken. We feel like we're locked in forever. I mean, don't every day seem like that to you? I mean, folks, listen, we're looking for, I don't even know how to explain it, but you know what I'm saying. Man, we go through a day or a week, and it seems like it's an eternity. But this is the children of Israel. God told them right there in the book of Genesis. He told Abraham that. He said, your people's going to dwell in a strange land 420 years. So, folks, what I'm trying to say is there's been a lot of great amount of darkness. These people are in Egypt, and then the Bible tells us, instead of being favored in Egypt and like in the land of Goshen, amen. And boy, they had it made right there in Goshen, amen. Yeah. Folks, listen, I'm pretty sure we all born again, and you get in a Bible believing church, amen, where the Spirit of God dwells and meets and woos our hearts and touches our hearts, and people's got liberty to testify. You better be thankful for the land of Goshen, yeah. Amen. Better be thankful for God. And man, you ought to set on God, amen. And I'm guilty of that. I'm telling you what, when I hear that, I get convicted every time. I'm telling you, I promise. I don't want to, I don't mean to, but I'm telling you what, we need to testify. Bible says, let the redeemed say so. But at any rate, folks, these people have been in a dark land. They've been there a long time. And folks, listen, something's changing. It's been 420 years. And God said they'd be there that long. Then all of a sudden, here Moses comes out of nowhere. You know the story. His mama did, because she feared God. She puts him in some bulrushes. And man, this is a good story, but I'm not going to get into this. But man, God's so good. Amen. Bible's just real good. And so puts him in bulrushes and just pushes him out there. And I can't imagine. I don't know. I was holding a little Wally there a while ago. Can you imagine putting a little fella? I mean, just shoving him off into bulrushes like that. I mean, golly, I can't hardly put Wally down. I love him, amen. Can you imagine putting him off in the river, amen? But boy, she did, because she didn't want to kill him, and she wasn't going to kill him. Next thing you know, Pharaoh's daughter finds that little boy, and then she looks to one of them and says, go find one of the Hebrew women to nurse him for me. And they take him back and say, here, take this baby and raise him up for me. Went and found his mama, amen. Now, I'm just telling you what, folks, listen, when you put God first in your life, God will take care of you, amen. And it ain't easy, folks, listen, it ain't easy doing that. Folks, it wasn't easy. The construction of that bulrushes, man, that was a tough time. But anyway, she did, and puts him in there and gets him back. Praise God, by the grace of God. God's so good to us. And so at any rate, we see Moses gets growed up and he slays an Egyptian right there, buries him in the sand. He's run off. He spends 40 years on the backside of the desert. Now he's about 40 when this takes place. 40, I mean, when he takes off, he slays this man and he's run off. He spends 40 years. That makes him 80 years old. How many of you think tonight, man, you're here tonight and you think, man, I'm up in years and I've just missed it. Man, I've missed it. Folks, Moses never got a call and never got in gear and never got plugged in until he's 80 years old, Brother Gavin. Amen. That means there's plenty of time for me and you to still get in. Amen. I mean, he was 80 and God said, Moses, Moses. And folks, there he was, 80 years old. And man, he takes off following God. And there's a burning something inside of him that he can't shut down. And so, folks, at any rate, and God begins to speak to him in Exodus chapter 3. Y'all know the story down there about verse number 8. He said, man, their cries come by way of me. He said, I've heard their cry. He said, I've seen their affliction. And God said, I'm going down to deliver them. Amen. And folks, listen, so he goes down and starts this delivering process. There's 10 plagues right here. We all know, we've heard about the 10 plagues of Egypt. And the thing about it is, we get into this part right here. And I got to thinking about some things right here. And I want to bring you the thought Lord's put on my heart. In chapter number 5 and in Exodus chapter number 10, you're going to see a phrase right here that's used in Exodus. And in verse number, I'm just going to go to 10, verse number 9 right here. And it says, and because Moses is asked by Pharaoh, who's going to go out and serve the Lord your God? He said, but who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old. And he starts naming everything. Our young and our old, our sons and our daughters, our flocks and our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And folks, what I'm trying to say here, all this stuff that's been going on in their life, I don't know what's going on in your life tonight. I don't know if it seems like it's been forever. It's been 400 years. But folks, I'm telling you what, it's like somebody turned all the breakers on. Man, there's a lot happening right here. And I'm telling you what, God's moving. God's bringing just everything in the world, all them plagues. I mean, from frogs rise, fire and blood in the Nile River. I'm talking, folks, stuff you can't even imagine. Folks, listen, I'm telling you what, when God comes after his people, it's a good thing. And it's always a blessed thing. But it's a bad thing if you're on the wrong side of that. And then this thing is so clear that I don't know anybody in their right mind want to be on the wrong side of God tonight. Amen. Hey, folks, listen, if you're here tonight not born again, hey, if you're here tonight and you're just religious, hey, if you're here and you might be a member of the Amazing Grace Baptist Church, I want you to know you got to be born again, amen, because, folks, God said, I'm coming down to deliver them. And what's building up right here, and this is chapter number 10, but it finally gets over here in chapter number 12, and folks, there's one thing that's going to make a difference in their life, and it's the blood on that door. Hey, man, I mean, folks, listen, he told them put it on the side lintels and over the top, and folks, right here it was. They were instructed, amen, and they said they had to do this with haste, amen. I mean, folks, listen, a lot of times people want to stop and think and wonder about, folks, listen, if you're lost, you need to get born again. The instructions are trust Jesus. But you know why people don't? Because they don't believe it. And you know what's missing right there? Believing. Because the only way you can be born again is to believe. Amen. Hey, folks, listen, when you believe on the Lord, you know what I know you'll do? You'll call on him. Amen. Hey, folks, listen, you know what God knows? When you start talking to somebody you ain't never seen, amen, God calls that faith. Amen. God says he honors faith. And God said he'll save whosoever. And I was thinking about when Pharaoh said right here, who's going to go with you? And I thought, man, he asked the question wrong. It ain't who's going to go. It's whosoever wants to go. Amen. I'm just telling you what, folks, listen, God was for everybody. God would have saved Pharaoh, but Pharaoh hardened his heart.
Amen.
Man, you ever harden your heart on God? Now, Lord knows, if you're anything like me, you've done it 100 times. Buck up on God. I got convicted the other night by Kevin sitting right here. Sitting right there, and he explained about when the word of God goes out and your neck just bucks up. That convicted me. You know why it did? Because I've done it in my flesh. And folks, listen, your flesh will do that a lot. That's all right. I'm born again. Because my flesh does that. I've got a spirit inside going, whoopee! Praise God! We're on God's side. And we ain't living according to the flesh. And the flesh don't mean nothing to us. And we're just going to worship the Lord. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, folks, that's just reality. And you got to get in touch with that. You got to understand what's going on. You got to understand how them things work. It'll drive you crazy if you don't. I mean, Romans 7's in there. When Apostle Paul said, he said, listen, the good that I would do, that I don't do. And he said, the evil that I don't want to do, that I end up doing. And then he exclaims in there, he says, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? I mean, folks, listen, that's Apostle Paul, wrote the New Testament, used of God, caught up in the third heavens. And he said, the good that I want to do, I don't do. Folks, what he's trying to explain to you right there, that's a born-again man that's got a fleshly body that's contrary to God's word and his will. Hey, folks, listen, that's why it's a daily fight. That's why Apostle Paul said, crucify the flesh. That's why Apostle Paul said, I die daily. Amen. I mean, folks, your flesh and my flesh, Brother Jesse, mine likes to resurrect. I can kill it in 5 seconds, it resurrects. I'm just telling you, and thank God, God just helps me whoop it again, amen. And then so, folks, listen, he gives us these great power over the enemies, and thank God for that. So let me get out of this introduction stage because I'm enjoying it a whole lot. I need to preach the message tonight. But folks, listen, on a serious note, God's fixing to come down, and that blood is the only thing that's going to stand between who dies and who don't, who gets to go free and who don't. Folks, listen here tonight. It ain't about coming to church. It ain't about your life. It ain't about how good you are. And I mean, all those things are wonderful, and we want you to be good. Amen. And you ought to strive to do good and to do good works because it brings honor and glory to your life. But the fact of it is, folks, you need grace, and you got grace. Amen. And I want you to know you got tons of grace with me because I know you're a human being. Amen. And folks, I know you got to learn and you got to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. And folks, we got to learn to look at each other. Everybody's not on the same level. Right. I mean, folks, when I went to kindergarten, I mean, nobody that was in 12th grade looked at me and said, well, buddy, why can't you do trigonometry? I mean, truth is, I never did do trigonometry, even when I was in 12th grade, amen. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. And so thank God I had 3 boys that could, amen, because I never worked the first problem, barely algebraic problems. How about that? But folks, you get what I'm saying. Hey, folks, we got to grow in a spiritual sense just like that. It takes time. And God's got to do that work. That's God's work. God's got to grow them. And God does it by the Spirit. But I want to show you some things right here, and the Lord just kind of just, I'm just going to give this to you just exactly what the Lord gave to me, and it excited me so much, amen. I got so happy reading this, and anyway, I was talking to Brother Kevin just a little bit about it today, just a little bit. So, and I got excited, and I got to noticing that word feast. So I looked that word feast up. Just see how many times it's in Exodus, and it's in there 12 times, Brother Kevin, 12. It's in there 12 times. First 2 times in chapter number 5 and then chapter number 10 and the rest of them are chapter 12 and on down. But I got to thinking about that feast. I want to give you a thought right here tonight. I guess if you want to title the message, it's when God takes you out. And now, folks, you can look at that like God takes you out. I mean, no, I'm not talking that. I'm talking like, folks, listen, these people didn't even know who God was. But boy, he had his eye on them and he loved them, amen. And folks, he's setting things up for a date night. And he's going to take them out. And it's and folks, listen, they're getting a little bit of wind about Brother Jesse. And the Lord tells Moses about it. And Moses is going to Pharaoh and says, we need to go and make a feast unto the Lord. I mean, man, he's excited about what he's heard about the Lord. He never knew the Lord before. But man, he got the Lord inside. And now he's thinking, man, I'm going to go take all these people and we're going to go meet with God. Amen. Well, he's asking in chapter number 5. By the time it gets to chapter number 10, he says, we must. Oh, there's a longing, folks. There's a longing. And I want to talk to you about going out. Now folks, listen, when I go out and when the Lord comes and takes you out, amen, you know what one of the most amazing things is to me is we was going out just actually about a week or two ago, and my oldest son told me about this little app called Open Table. And so I thought, well, that's neat. You can just get on there and just book your table anywhere. And sometimes you go to them places and you can't hardly get in. But boy, when you get a reservation made, amen. I thought, glory to God, amen. And so the thing about it is, God's got a lot of stuff lined up right here, and these people just don't know about it. And Moses is trying to tell them about it, and Moses is leading them out of this darkness, amen. And so, folks, where this reservation's made, and it amazes me when you make this reservation, you walk in, and even Jared told me this. He took his wife out on Valentine's, and they were so backed up. He said, I called the restaurant, and they said they was like 4 hours or something wait. And he said, Dad, I found this app. And he said, I walked right in. He said, all these people were sitting there waiting. He said, we walked right in the door, and they said, come right on. We got your table ready for you. Amen. I said, well, I want to know what that is. Amen. And so that was a good thing. But folks, listen, I got to thinking about reservations with God. The Lord takes you out. Amen. I mean, folks, listen, one thing about making reservations to go out and eat, you got to make that reservation. And then you're walking in, checking in. And the thing about this reservation is it's done being made for you. Do you know that? Hey, you see, one thing about this thing, it says if you don't show up when you book this reservation, you're known as a no-show. Folks, listen, did you know that the Lord Jesus Christ went to Calvary and He died for everybody on Calvary? And He made a way. Man, He even told them in John chapter 14, He said, I go to prepare you a place. Amen. I'm going to make a place for you that you can come be with me, and I'll come and receive you to myself. Amen. And folks, listen, the thing about this is, boy, you don't want to miss that invitation. That's an invitation. Well, you need to be responding to that. You see, this invitation's done been made for you, amen. I mean, everybody in the world, we was out visiting last night and talked to some folks and trying our dead level best just to, man, would you come? Would you please come? Man, we love you. Lord loves you. And people just look at you dumbfounded, you know, but they just don't know. And I know that, folks. I know they don't know. They don't mean nothing by that. And they need a lot of love. We need to be praying for people like that. Because, folks, listen, God said, you go out and bid them. Bid them under the wedding. Amen. And, folks, you're talking about a feast. Now, we'll get to that one in a minute. But the thing about it is, I'm getting ahead of myself. But the thing about it is, He wants us to go bid people to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. And the thing about it is, folks, that's done been made by the Lord Jesus Christ. And folks, you got to make sure you check in on this thing. But it's amazing when you walk into, and you do got reservations, and they do just take you back, because I've done it, experienced it twice, and I'm like, wow, I can't even believe something like this works, amen. But it does, amen. And there was, when I walked in, there's people sitting there, and I thought, golly, hallelujah, amen. Hey, folks, listen, the next thing on the calendar, somebody's coming, amen, and it's coming to get me and you, and there's going to be a lot of people sitting around, and Jesus is just going to escort us into the throne room of grace and glory up in heaven above, amen. Hey, folks, listen, that could happen tonight. That can happen tomorrow. That's going to happen. And I hope you're born again. Amen. And the thing about it is, folks, listen, there's a place with your name on it. But the thing about it is, you can't get in without the blood of Christ. And that's why in Exodus chapter 12 right here, when He tells them right here, in verse number 3, I love how it talks about the 10th day right there in verse number 3, and then in verse number 6, is it? Yep. And puts it up on the 10th day. And in verse number 6, He says, you'll keep that lamb up until the 14th day. That's 4 days, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 4 days. Folks, a day with the Lord is 1,000 years. Amen. And 1,000 years is as 1 day. Amen. Folks, you start from the time in the book of Genesis and the time we get to Christ, and guess how many days that's been? Well, it's 4 in the eyes of the Lord, but it's been 4,000 years. Amen. To the day of Christ. Amen. Is that not just amazing? Folks, listen, God told them right there in Genesis chapter 3, verse number 15. He said, the seed of the woman. He said, you'll bruise his heel. He'll crush your head. That's what He told Satan in the garden. Amen. And folks, the lamb was put up right then. And folks, 4,000 years roll by. Here comes Jesus Christ, folks.
God in the flesh. He's heard. He's come. He's come after his people. And folks, it's you, the church. Amen. And folks, he come to take you out. Amen. Hey, folks, he's coming to take us out. And folks, we're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb one day. Amen. That's if you're born again and washed in the blood and saved and knowing it. Amen. Hey, folks, listen, ain't you glad the Bible said in 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 11 or 12, it's 11, this, verse 11, 1 John 5, 11, this is the record. Hey, man, see, you're on the reservation book if you've been born again. Man, you've been signed, sealed, and it says, checked in, hallelujah. This is the record that God has given unto us, eternal life. It's a record, amen. A matter of fact, you can call it your spiritual birth certificate, amen, because it's a record establishes a fact, amen. And folks, I've got a birth certificate on file in the courthouse and over in Scott County, and you can jerk that thing up, and it'll say November 27, 1968, Scott County Hospital, to Creston Burke and Kathy Burke was born a son, amen. And folks, that's how I know when my birthday was, because I don't remember it. Amen. But I'm telling you what, folks, I can look in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11, and praise God, I remember that one. Amen. That's a birth I'll never forget. Amen. And thank God we got a record and we got a birth certificate. Man, it's recorded in the Word of God. Amen. And God said, I'll write your name down. But I got to thinking about our names written down and boy, I remember coming to the Lord. You remember when you come to accept your invitation? You didn't know you had one, and neither did I. But unlike walking in to a restaurant, and you know, they're looking at you as you walk up, and Brother Kevin's looking at you, and I'll say, I had a reservation. My name is Creston Burke, and they go, well, let me look. And they have to look my name up. Brother, when I come to the Lord, I just remember coming to the Lord. Brother Jesse, I didn't hear, let me look your name up. They said, we've been looking for you. Amen. I thought, glory be to God, amen. I mean, folks, they wasn't no hesitation, hiccups, let me check. Jesus said it like this in John 6:37. He said, all that cometh unto me, I'll in no wise cast out, amen. Hey, folks, Jesus is looking for you tonight. Jesus is looking for your family tonight, amen. And when you come, he's going to say, we've been looking for you, amen. Hey, we've got a table spread for you, amen. And, folks, you ain't going to have to wonder. You hang around a place where it's spiritually alive. And folks, listen, a lot of people don't even, man, they hear the name of Jesus, and they wonder why people shout. And, folks, listen, I don't know. I don't shout. No, I feel comfortable in this church shouting, amen. I've been in places I've shouted and think, man, was that wrong or something? You know what I'm saying? But I love the Lord so much. I'm so happy in the Lord sometimes that while I'm shouting, I'm done wanting to shout before that one gets done. You know what I'm saying? I mean, folks, God's that good. Amen. He's that good. And everything's done, been taken care of. And boy, there we go. We walk in there and they say, boy, we're glad you're here. Amen. They walk you back and they set you down and hand you a menu. They said, your waiter will be right with you. When I got saved, Brother Matt, my waiter, the Holy Ghost, God didn't say he'll be right with you. He was done in there. He was saying, welcome home, son. Amen. We're going to eat the rest of our days together, and you'll never thirst again. I'll never let your drink run out. Your table's going to be spread with the best bread you ever eat. Amen. And folks, listen, that's where we get to when you know you go to that, you get to the menu right there, and the first thing they'll ask you is this. They'll say, you want to start with an appetizer. I got to thinking about this. We learned about this here the other day over there in chapter 15, verse number 8 in the book of Exodus 2. Appetizer. Hey, man, they start you off with Jell-O. Y'all remember that, right? Yeah. Amen. This is Exodus 15. The waters have been parted. And the Bible says in Exodus 15, where Kevin told us this, that they were congealed. Yep. Amen. Yep. And I mean folks' appetizers. I mean folks, God was taking care of them right there, congealed. And folks, if that ain't enough, you get on over in there in the book of Psalms, and I believe it's Psalms chapter 74, and it talks about the breath of his nostrils and how he breaketh the heads of the dragons and the heads of Leviathan. And it says, gave them for meat to eat. That was the appetizer. Amen. Hey, folks, listen. God's taking them through there and says, just grab what you want on the way across. Amen. Hey, folks, I'm just telling you, we need to walk around through here, and people may see you tomorrow on a Thursday and say, man, what are you so happy about? And it reminds me of this one time. Brother Kevin went out to eat, and he said, man, it's the best steak I've ever put in my mouth. Well, what do you think I had to do after I heard that? I loaded my little wife up. We drive 2 hours north. 2 hours. Call somebody best. And in a serious spirit, best. Nothing even close to it. And I'm thinking, well, I've got to have that. Folks, listen. We have been fed the best meal. His name is Jesus. He don't disappoint. He ain't disappointed one time. And boy, I'll tell you what, you can just go wherever you're at, whether it's Tuesday night, and just smile at them and say, man, it's good. Because I'm telling you, I've seen them looks. That dear lady last night, man, me and Brother Wayne, we was in there talking, and Wayne Ipock, and Brother Josh, he's back there in the back. He had another, we had three of them pressed out in there. Amen. He's talking to another one, and we was there talking to the lady, and I could just see her look, just inquisitive stuff, catching glimpses of a glitter. And folks, I just tell them about Jesus. I just tell them how good he was. Amen. Hey, folks, what I'm trying to say is this. Folks, listen, people's wanting to read your review, amen. Because see, when you go out and eat, they want you to leave how many stars and write up about it. And you get a review every day. I mean, folks, that's why they say, well, let's review this. And you get the opportunity to review every day. And somebody say, man, let me tell you about this. And you can say, well, this, let me tell you about my Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you about my Savior. Let me tell you about worship last night. Well, let me tell you about church. How it got on last night. Boy, let me tell you how I walked in, just got loved so much. Amen. And I'm telling you what, me and my wife was riding up the road the other day. We don't hardly go anywhere. This church don't come up in conversation. And I was telling Pam, I said, the love in that church, I said, it's so genuine. Hey, folks, listen, I love y'all. I don't know. I appreciate you. I want you to know I love you. Yuns have marked our hearts. Amen. Amen. We've tasted something in here. That's why we keep coming back. Amen. Amen. And you know what? We're telling everybody everywhere. It's best. There ain't none like it nowhere. And folks, ain't it good we can just come in here and love the Lord? Yep. And then love each other. Amen. Jesus told when he's getting ready, and his ministry was so short right there, but Brother Gavin, he said this, And I appreciate you too, brother. I do. My oldest son, he ain't here tonight, but man, he loves you, and you've been a help to him. You know what I'm saying? But the Lord said this. He said, love one another. He said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples. Man, when you love each other and you go talking good about each other. I'm talking out. You do that out. I mean, we do it in here, of course, yeah. But boy, when you go out there and do it, people's looking, thinking, I ain't never heard that. Well, I mean, there's something peculiar about that. And they just, there's a spirit of love there, folks. I'm telling you what, this old world will grind you like powder. It'll beat you up. It'll beat you down. And folks, just like the children of Israel right here, I got thinking about this, honestly, and typology and this whole thing's just been that way for me, just to see it and to hear it. But I got to think about the children of Israel, Brother Denver, how they was there 400 years. Man, they were tired. And then they was wore out.
But folks, listen, you know what I run into people in a 40-hour week? And they're spent, they're done. And they ain't got no hope. That lady we was talking to last night broke my heart. I mean, she was so laden, brother, wasn't she? I mean, she couldn't even talk to us. She just lost. She don't know how to find help, but she's needing help. Hey, folks, listen. Make sure you leave a 5-star review. Make sure you brag on the Savior. Brag on your church. Brag on each other. I'm telling you, it'll mess people up in a good way. I'm telling you what, folks, they'll be saying, well, I want a bite of that. You know what I'm saying? I know how that works, amen. And but anyway, folks, I'm gonna try to finish and be done here. But folks, we get through all this great taste and stuff, and we know the Lord fed them manna out there and quail, and man, he took care of them. And but the Book of Corinthians gets over and tells us about that rock that scooted behind them. And that rock was Christ, it said. It was Jesus Christ. He never let them go without a drink of water, folks. Man, they could get all they wanted. I don't know how that works. But I kept Jared and Kelsey's kids there just the other day. We got these little rocks painted. Some of them's painted and some of them's big. And Tate was off having his tonsils took out. So I had Camden and Briley. And they're playing them old rocks. And they had this one great old big rock. He was carrying this rock, and Camden come and showed me that, and he was wanting me to see that big old rock. And I said, Cam, you know what this rock reminds me of? And so Briley stands up and looks at me like this. And I get that rock, and I said, this rock, the Bible says it followed them around in the desert. And Briley looks at me. She goes, you mean it just scooted behind them? I said, the Bible says it followed them. And she said, why? And I said, well, the Bible said it was Christ. And out come from that rock was water. And folks, I'm just telling you, it's amazing when you go to a restaurant and I don't want to sound negative to anybody, but you know, sometimes you go, man, there's a waiter, and they just like mesmerize you, especially if it's packed out, and you don't know how in the world they're doing what they're doing. I mean, really, I've seen them, and they'll look at me, take five of us, remember everything we said, and walk off. I'm thinking, ain't no way I could remember that. You know what I'm saying? But folks, ain't it amazing all of us walk in here tonight? And the Holy Ghost of God's walked in here, and man, he's walked by with a platter full. And can I top you off? Do you need a little more? How's your food, sir? Is it good? Hey, man. Hey, man. Runs back, ma'am, is there anything I can get you? Hey, folks, that's how the Holy Ghost, he come through every table tonight right here. Is there anything I can get you? Hey, folks, listen. They ain't nothing like a good waiter but the great Holy Ghost of God. Jesus said, he says, I go to wait to prepare you a place. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. Amen. Well, I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God walks around and takes care of me. Amen. Every time I don't know how I'm going to make it, man, he just tops me off a little more. And I'm thinking, wow, glory to God. Amen. And God, folks, he's dumb. I'm 57 years old. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting to the point that ain't nothing bothers me no more, because I'm thinking, you expect me to jump at that? Hey, the Lord's took care of me 57 years. Amen. I'm almost home and I ain't missed a beat. Amen. God's been so good to me. Amen. Hallelujah. But I got the thinking, you get ready and closing out, and I don't know who's going to get a song ready, but you can be coming and getting that ready if you want to, and I want to close. But I got to thinking about this. You imagine, Bible says in the Book of Psalms there, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Well, if you've ever tasted, I don't know, maybe you need to do some inventory for one time tonight. But I'll never forget when I was just a boy, and my mom took me to a place called the Half Shell House. I'll never forget going. I was just a little fella. It was one of them places, you know. Wasn't no fast food drive-thru. It was a restaurant. We went in there. First time I probably ever remember a waiter like that. But you know, when they get done, you leave a tip. And I remember even growing up past that, watching people pay a tip, and I'm thinking, I didn't know. I'll be honest. You ever remember going through that? Thinking, oh, wait, well, we're paying for our food, and they're paying them. I mean, I'm just saying, didn't understand it. But I'm telling you what, me and my wife will go out, and my wife will say, man, we need to really tip this waiter right here. You know, some of them folks, you don't know what they're going through. Trying to make it. That's on this side. But folks, what about the Lord? He said in John chapter 20, verse 28, I think it is, he said, Son of Man came not to minister to, but he said, but to minister.
That's right.
He came to serve you, folks. Yeah. You remember when he washed the disciples' feet, brother?
Yeah.
Said he girded himself with a towel. He came to wash their feet.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, he takes such good care of us.
Amen. Absolutely, brother.
If there's anything that bothers me today, is not leaving a tip to a waiter. But folks, listen, what about the Holy Ghost of God? He comes through not only here, not only in these services. He never misses a beat, folks. What do you want to do, starve him out? I'm talking Monday and Tuesday also. We don't even give him a tip. That breaks my heart. Folks, listen, if the Lord's been good to you, how do you sit there? How do you not go worship thinking, oh God, oh God, where would we be? You've been so good to me. You've helped me when nobody else could. Help me when nobody else would. And folks, listen, you know what he wants for a tip? He just wants your love and your heart. Sometimes you just need to bear your heart to the Lord. How about it as we stand tonight? It's called gratuity, being thankful for grace. All that grace and mercy, saying, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thanks for helping us and feeding us and getting us through the hard times. Oh, God, you're so good. I ain't never missed a drop. How about it tonight, folks? Maybe you just like to come and just say, oh, God. Oh, God, you've been so good. Oh, God, we just want to bless you. You've been so good to us. How about it tonight? Maybe the Lord's touched your heart and you're lost. Boy, you need to come to the Lord tonight.